jkcf.org.
WMNF Tampa.
The Righteous Temple of Hip Hop. Your choice. Your music.
My music.
For Christ Jesus, I won't need to rock suits, cause we can preach the gospel and our wife beat us. White sneakers, striped Adidas, like to speak the truth, the good news, the hood dudes, and to whomever's listening, cause every listener ain't called but thug, and everybody ain't been popped with a slug. Matter of fact, most of y'all probably grew up just like me. You ain't never put your lips to a drug, probably grew up pretty normal, probably grew up in a warm home. You ain't never grew up strapped, having to scrap over wardrobes, and you ain't never been the type to like cornrows. Many of y'all grew up with pretty decent morals, and you were taught that all roads lead to him. That's why it sounds so crazy when we be like, yo, believe on him. Breathe again, seek and you'll find the past is repeating itself. It's like the streets of a wine. Move forward, ain't you sick of the boredom? Ain't you sick of the grind, the brick and the mortar, without surely being assured of where you going when you die? We can provide you with truth. Young dudes serving God in our youth, and it's like that.
They got questions, man. He got answers. Yeah. You can trust them, man. I take chances. Yeah. You can trust them now. I throw tantrums. Yeah. If you trust them, rally around his anthem. Whoa.
Up those dollar signs, who connects the dots on them dotted lines? I can get signed if I sign right here.
Right here? Yeah.
Nah, I took my career and hang glided off the side of a mountain, mounted to nothing except the one that I'm trusting. I doubt one like Thomas, but clutching his promises.
Hold on,
what the problem is, you don't know what time it is. Hunting no shiny designer bondages, my moms and kids still struggling the hood, juggling the jobs. Papa trying to stop smuggling the goods. I could have still been the one trying to be persistent and beat the system, but the Lord led me to seek his wisdom, a secret and hidden. But now all men can see what was written and be forgiven and get the instructions we need for living. Like that,
they got questions, man. He got answers. Yeah. You can trust the man. I take chances. Yeah. You can trust them now. I throw tantrums. Yeah. If you trust them, rally around his anthem.
Trusting God just cut the world's a dollar bill. Oh man, he gon' tuck that down to seal the deal. Y'all playing? Sorry, I can't understand a word that y'all saying. Big boss moves, never heard of small plans. I just want some makers, I come from a small land. Not for real, itty bitty, used to be down bad boy. Now I'm up like Diddy, got a new wave, and we surfing through the city. Crazy walking with me, shining bright, we got it lit like sheesh. Out the dog pound, we done made it off the leash. Making sure the people comprehend like a peach. Young Georgia boy coming straight up out the east. Grinding cause my family got a feast. Hamilton, they can't tell me Hamilton. Hamilton, they can't tell me Hamilton. Bedtime, I ain't never had a bedtime. Headline, boy, you looking at a headline. Hamilton, they can't tell me Hamilton. Hamilton, they can't tell me Hamilton. Bedtime, watch me kill the scene. Bedtime, we gon' steal the scene. Bedtime.
Now tell me who you fooling? It's how you coolin', flexin' with the jeweler. What you doing? Y'all don't measure up, I met the ruler. Closet full of chains, boy, you never been a shooter. I don't need a chain, just to prove it, boy, I'm moving. Where you moving? Out your mama house, off your mama couch. If we live in what we talk about, you don't talk a lot. Time over, rent it, Lambo, you can say that. Took my money, built a studio, and took the range back.
H-Town to Atlanta, country, mama, MC, I'm a boy. We too legit to quit, I die, resurrect my yana. Put a nail up in your coffin, my hammer awesome. I ain't worried about no problems, the Lord I call on. My God, everybody eating if you part of my squad. And they know
working, boy, I stay on my job. You know, got my standard, he the answer. I ain't perfect, I'm just purchased out here working with the hammer line.
Hammer time, they can't tell me hammer time. Hammer time, they can't tell me hammer time. Bedtime, I ain't never had a bedtime. Headline, boy, you looking at a headline. Hammer time, they can't tell me hammer time. Hammer time,
what time is it?
Bedtime, why me kill the same bedtime? Bedtime, we gon' steal the same bedtime.
That's Lecrae. Here at 88.5 FM, your number one choice for all things righteous. If you're tuning in and you're wondering, well, this does not sound like the Urban Cafe. Yeah, well, you're right. Shout out to the Urban Cafe. They are taking a much needed vacation day. We are very blessed to be able to cover for them.
Yes, ma'am.
During their time of rest and relaxation, because everyone deserves it, right, DJ Spin?
Yes, they do. You need it also. You hit the ground running every Sunday. Every Sunday.
But I did. I took off a Sunday. I took off last Sunday.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. True.
And you guys really held it down, so thank you so much.
Anytime.
Again, if you're just tuning in, welcome to 88.5 FM. My name is Miss Tempest. I host the Righteous Temple Hip Hop Show that comes on at 8 o'clock, along with DJ Spin.
Yes, ma'am. DJ Spin, a.k.a. Superman. The rest of the team is here, but, you know, they're feeding their face right now.
Yeah. Which I really wish I was doing, but hey, it is what it is. Also, shout out to DJ West. He is spinning on the ones and twos. So sit back, relax. At about 9:30-ish, Gabby is going to be here with us.
Financial advice.
Yeah, because we need to know how to, you know, get the bag.
I need it.
And definitely keep the bag, right? That bag of money. 813-239-9663 is the studio number to call in if you have any questions or you have a comment or you just want to say what's up.
Lightspan, still respect. to the image of Christ.
You made it all, and the world that you made fell apart, and the people cried out.
I'm it. Don't compare me with nobody. I'm it. Original boy, me no counterfeit. I'm it. Watch me a walking on me destiny. I'm it. Man, I got child. Love of them want plug me out, but me not charge ya. Me not sleep on the thing, no pajama. You run the distance, but your life a cut shorter. No resistance for the things the flesh I ask for. So when the wilderness I come, me have the water. Watch me cup a overflowing on me salsa. You can't cover your nothing, this them with a plaster. What kind of seed that you want, so why you no farmer? Well, now the things them when me have a daughter brought up. Me distribute them to me son, them and me daughter. And if I'm gonna be save your life, well, you a papa. And if your life no value, no, no, a disaster. Well, if you think your education or your master, you slam dunk on yourself in scatter. People look like a fruit and a guava. In a world of opportunity, a drama. Oh, nah. I'm me. Don't compare me with nobody. I'm me. Original boy, me no counterfeit. I'm me. Watch me a walking on me destiny. I'm me. Man, I got child. The world too claustrophobic. Close proximity. Suck like a magnet. Water down gravity. Sting like a serpent. Bite with poverty. Not a step down to humanity. You see the branch can't survive without the tree. Eagle for the sky and honey for the bee. Papa son, where you will look for? Know that I know me. Brand new creation, new brand species. Me say, feed them pot a cook, but we no need the menu. Go back in at the past three minus two. If the world starts sneeze, stuff on the market flu. Jesus, me a serpent. Van Gogh, tell them go and go sit down. Tell them go and go sit down. Tell them go and go sit down. Good things that come from this love. Tell them go and go sit down. Tell them go and go sit down. Tell them go and go sit down. Good things that come from this slum. I'm me. Don't compare me with nobody. I'm me. Original boy, me no counterfeit. I'm me. Watch me a walking on me destiny. I'm me.
Growing up in the cold world, you said the streets clogging up my brain. Got memories of when gospel rap wasn't about the money or the fame. Remember when it used to be strictly ministry? Now it's all about who's at the top of the industry. Everyone's jealous, full of hate, greed, and envy. Nowadays, I don't even know who my own friends be. Been criticized, talked about, I stand behind my back. And player haters still trying to ban gospel rap. My heart goes out to the streets. I'm trying to reach your thugs and addicts while you be warming up your church seats. But you don't hear me. Turn and look the other way. But that's okay, I don't got this into what I gotta say. I can't lie, though sometimes I feel like giving up. When all this hurt and pain inside me starts building up, I start crying, but God shows me love. Even if I never ever win a dove, I'ma keep on praising.
Keep on praising.
Can you feel me? I gotta keep on praising.
Live Christ, dude, I
give to the day that I die.
I'ma
keep on praising.
I'm a
homie, yeah, it's Mr. Pop-Off. Trapped with that top door that can't get knocked off. It's Canton, can we cameo on our hot song? Kingdom is life for us, so you get the same thing, homie, even if the camera's not on. The only time we front is shotgun. You get that? Get back. I need a loose space when I drop songs. Ballin' about mine, do what I'm told. Fresh out the press clothes that I be after the soul. Before and after the album sold. But on the strip, I'm really more concerned about the path you chose. So choose life and the cash you roll. Like the wheels on a Cadillac. Before the casket closed. Thank God for that classic flow. That attract traffic. Holy kingdom of God, let's go.
Gotta get on my
it was them and if it was you. But they ain't never been in your shoes and never been through all the things that you have been through. They ain't never ever been broke. Never had to feed the kids without child support. Never had to sleep without thinking that. Cause parents argued that their daddy wouldn't come back.
Stay tuned. DJ West doing his thing, spinning on the ones and twos. If you're just tuning in and you're wondering where the Urban Cafe is, they're taking a vacation day. So we're filling in. So stay tuned. Miss Gabby just walked in and we're going to be talking about finances. Should we have joint accounts with our significant others? Is that a wise thing to do? So... So
that was unanimous.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back here with Gabby on 88.5 FM, the Righteous Temple of Hip Hop, filling in for the Urban Cafe.
Thank you.
Listen, this right here is for everybody. Remember, what goes around comes right back around.
People saying what they would do if it was them and if it was you. But they ain't never been in your shoes and never been through all the things that you have been through. They ain't never ever been broke. Never had to feed the kids without child support. Never had to sleep without thinking that. Cause parents argued that their daddy wouldn't come back. But through the pain and the fears, the hurt and the tears, it's still right here. And you never wear a frown, cause you know God would never ever let you down.
Whatever goes around, comes around. You can reach for the sky, they can't hold you down. Whatever goes around, comes around. Hey, don't ever let nobody hold you down. Whatever goes around, comes around. You can reach for the sky, they can't hold you down. Whatever goes around, comes around. Hey, don't ever let nobody hold you down.
Now it's been a very long day, and you wish you had it your way. Cause there would be some things you would change, like your boss and your job and how much to pay. But you ain't gotta worry about that. You'll supply all of your needs and don't you doubt that. So keep on pushing, don't you get up off track. Just keep your eyes on the prize and don't you look back. Yeah. Cause through the highs and the lows, the yes and the no's, he loved you so. And don't you ever wear a frown, cause you know God will never ever let you down.
Whatever goes around, comes around. Reach for the sky, they can't hold you down. Whatever goes around, comes around. Hey, don't ever let nobody hold you down. Whatever goes around, comes around. You can reach for the sky, they can't hold you down. Whatever goes around, comes around. Hey, don't ever let nobody hold you down.
You've done to my heart. Cause when I was lonely, you took
slightest inkling of your profound effect. And so I wonder what your mirror reflects. You garnered respect by giving when others take, acting when others speak, increasing my self-esteem. I know that it's selfish me who refuses to love uncontrollably. Resolve to fall if you notice me. This so is in poetry or flattery, wrapped in a sonnet. For every day or night I cried and laughed from my stomach. I'm thanking you for keeping me honest. Thanks for keeping your promises and showing me God exists. The farther apart we get, we still feel closer than most. It's an honor to present you these roses. It's nice to know at least with the band and with Scar and the remnant, some of these sentiments can come to light. And I can only be who I am cause you are what you've been. I hope that you remember you're my sunlight. Love.
My sunlight, my muse, do you even know? My sunlight, my muse, do you even know?
Lying to make clear the truth in the booth ain't lying. True story told, dog. I'm a family guy like Brian. No reason for me spreading the gospel, they ain't buying. Look, it's coming back like an edge up, razor blade sharpness. These rappers get ate like August, money like Marcus. No dice rolling, my opponents all shook like rodents, and I'm the mousetrap. Haters try to doubt that, bounce back, caught a felony. But my savior turned the slave into a better me. Took mad energy trying to live that street life. Now he writes sermons and 16s at the streets like weak mics. Get turned off, y'all spit smirn off. My flow scotch on the rocks, bout to rock. This Friday's coming back like the clock in the fall. I know Satan don't like us at all, but I know that
everything is gonna be alright. He's coming back, he's coming back, like he said he would.
Back like classes after summertime passes. Skills graduated once I made it amongst the masses. Back like bad rashes, from ashes to ashes. We only complete without his access. He's coming back like mail without a stamp. Boomerangs, whips thrown in reverse or sick tracks. People, they get facts and they doubt the power. But he got me high off life without the powder. Look, he's coming back like a round trip flight. Football plays with penalties and throwback nights. He's coming back like Jordan in 4-5. Shooting fadeaways, no ETA, but just in time to save the day. Satan gotta make him pay. He know how his story ends. That's why he tryna clean his friendly face before the war begins. But my God's coming back like a sequel, and he has no equal. So I know that
everything is gonna be alright. He's coming back, he's coming back, like he said he would.
DJ West here on 88.5 FM.
Hi, this is Ebony of the Urban Cafe, and I want you to join me for breakfast every Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on WMNF 88.5, where we'll be serving food for thought. In a sense, we'll be discussing topics such as relationships, education, health, and finance. And if you're up on your entertainment news and current events, we'll be serving that too. You can always pull up a chair and join us by email at theurbancafe@gmail.com.
Shout out once again to the Urban Cafe. They are taking a much needed vacation day, and they have gifted us these two additional hours after 9 o'clock. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much,
yes,
Urban
yes.
Cafe. We love you.
Woo, woo, woo.
So
this time goes by quick.
Yes, I can't believe it. It's already 9:32.
Yeah, I think we're going to need a 4-hour show.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we're going to need a 4-hour show.
Fix it, Jesus.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it? Yes, he will. So joining us, keeping with the spirit of Urban Cafe and talking about different topics as far as like relationships and religion and politics, we today invited Gabby back with us. Gabby DeLisa May.
Yes.
Did I say that correctly?
DeLisa May.
All right. Hey.
You're almost there.
Almost
real
there.
Close. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. Last time you were here in February, you had talked about finances. One of the things that you had suggested for our listenership to do was in regards to keeping up with the payments and making them on time, one of the things that you can do is actually set them up on automatic payments. And Gabby, that's something that I did do after.
Good.
Yes, and it's definitely working out. Because
did you have any difficulty getting into it, or it was just cool, natural?
It took me a minute because I felt a little bit out of control because mm-hmm. I do like to pick up the phone and call and make sure the payment is there. But then when I realized how busy I am or was at that time
right.
and how much freedom, yeah,
and
it was great.
Doing it automatically lends you that freedom. A lot of times we get caught up with other things that are going on in life. And so just taking one piece of achieving your financial goals out of your hands helps you to make that goal attainable.
So today, what I heard a little bit when you guys were talking in the back, I heard a little bit about what you were going to be talking about. And one of the things was, or is actually, about relationships. Should we, join our money?
I see some heads shaking, yes. So in the break room, we're having this conversation about relationships and money and sharing financial accounts. And I see a lot of heads shaking here. Now, in dating relationships, I am not a fan of that, although I have done that before. It worked out in the end. I have heard horror stories, but I see where it's financial fornication, right? And
that's a good way to put it.
Yes.
That's a good way to put it.
Wow. You don't want to get in a situation where you are not married to someone and you've got joint accounts. Now, once you're married, I believe the two shall become one means that we are joining accounts
as a team. Right.
So we can have like a personal accounts, individual accounts, I guess, but we all should know what we have, because if we is I, then I don't want to be in it. Now, so I see the laughter.
I'm just, you know, I had some bad experiences with that, so.
Me too.
Yeah. I mean, when I was married way back, you know, I had the one account to handle all the household, but I had my own personal account. And she knew about it, but she didn't necessarily know what I had in that account. But, you know, nah.
Well, why didn't she know what you had in the account? Like, why the secrecy?
It's not secrecy so much, but I'm like, as long as all of the bills are handled, why? Why? I mean, she had her own account. I didn't say, hey, what you got in your account? Nah.
What's in your wallet?
Yeah, you know what I mean? No. And as you said, the dating thing, no, I don't believe in sharing your account in the dating situation. Mm-mm.
So what if you're engaged?
No.
Should you still wait?
Mm-hmm.
If you are engaged, I would definitely say wait until you are officially married. Y'all both have signed the papers, gone through the ceremony, because ultimately you never know what can happen, and you don't want to have to be in a situation where you're already emotionally devastated
right.
and you've got to deal with the emotional aspect of that, and then now you got to worry about your money. So just keep it separate until you are actually completely married. Fully.
I like that term she used a little earlier, financial fornication.
I
like
but
that.
On the same note, I have a question, Gabby. I see people nowadays, the new trend is for couples while they're dating to purchase a home together. What is your take on that? So they purchase a home together before they get married.
Purchasing a home together before you get married, I'm going to say again, that is something that you're supposed to be like committed all in. So if you are purchasing a home, why are you not getting married? Why has that not been the step that's taken place? So one of the things that we've got to look at is prioritizing of goals. I know that we think that we're going to be saving all of this money. Oh, I'm with my boo. We've purchased our home. And now we're going to save up all of this money. And then we'll be able to get that wedding that we want. That's normally not how it goes. And right. then now you have created a whole another legal aspect where you have to unravel. And so when I say financial fornication, I've been there, done that. I actually have purchased property with someone that I was in a relationship with, and you have to unravel that stuff. So I say avoid it. Wait till you're actually married.
All right. So let me ask you, is it okay to ask your fiance for a copy of his credit report?
Oh, Lord.
DJ Royalty over there shaking her head.
I think you should ask for their credit.
I agree with you. And I think that that should actually be part of the dating process. So it shouldn't just be now we're engaged, so now let's review your credit report. What if there's something that's on there on either parties that needs to be rectified? I think y'all should work towards correcting whatever it is. And working towards means holding each other accountable. So it's not like, hey, let me take a look at your credit report. It's, bae, why don't we request our credit reports so we can clean some stuff up, or we can make sure that we have good credit? I mean, why be in a relationship if we can't make each other better? I see some handshaking.
I'm just saying. Hey. Because it goes back to...
Check the criminal record, too, while you're at it.
Wow. Right. Wow. Look, wow. Once he just dropped the mic on that.
That should have been before y'all started dating. You got to do that little background check.
Wow. No man. Secrets.
You got to do the background
check. You got to drop that 999.
Everything on the table.
So, okay.
Certificate, everything.
We have a caller in the line.
Yes, we do. So, let's do this. DJ West, let's go ahead and play a joint really quickly, and we'll be right back with the caller. Hear more with the Wretched Temple of Hip Hop.
You know
filling
it.
In for the Urban Cafe.
I got a question. After the show, after the set, after the music stops, what's next? Are we just writing songs? Are we concerned with uniting a people to follow the great commission of Christ?
Day I was a lunchline rapper. After that I guess I was a punchline rapper. Then I got saved and sometime after your boy came back as a frontline rapper. And when I say the front lines, that's not a front line. I'm out here preaching Christ on the front lines. And no, it ain't about rocket stages, cause some of my engagements are out on the pavement. Yeah, I'm out to take the Bible, create disciples who make disciples, disciple cycles. That's why I want the beast to knock, so after the music stops you can meet the rock. I pray that you would know him well. This is like show and tell, it's more than a show, I'm showing you Emmanuel. So yeah, I'm hoping that you're liking the flow, but it's only so you can know the God I'm writing it for. Let's go. After the show, after the set, after the music stops, what's next? Will there be fellowship, prayer, disciples? Will you open your Bibles? After the music stops, after it's over, after it ends, after the music stops, what then? Will you understand that Christ is King? Or
I want it all.
Like the word
give me that Bible, give me that mic, or drop Jesus in it, wait so we can make our disciple. Can't surpass Christ, there's no taking his title. A passion for Christ, I'll have you praying for revival. Give me my city, yeah, give me that. Less fish, gospel of peace, yeah, you can give me that. Fresh kicks, give me that. Bless with your blessing, Lord, I'm desperate. You gave me your life, so I look forward to my exit. I used to be a punk kid, used to want to run with dudes who want to hunt to turn our ones into hundreds. Used to want to blunt to be blunt, I wanted trees just to alter my mind. Now I find I'm wanting Jesus. Used to want to roll mad deep on a street clip. Want to hold the heat on the low like a secret. God's spirit penetrated my soul on the sneak tip. Took control, now I'm in the soul like a leaflet. Give me that fire, give me that flame. Give me that fresh wind, give me that rain. Give me that freedom, you can have the chains. Give me that God, you can give me all things. Give me that fire. Give me that fresh wind, give me that rain. Give me that freedom, you can have the chains. Give me that God, you can give me all things. I know you got riches, I know you got ice. You're like
life is a big party. You're partying all night. You don't mind not knowing Christ in your mind, that's alright. You might not get this now, but you're kind of a sore type. You keep with the trends. Who's your middle name? On your pants, you got a shame. The truth's like Lil Wayne. You're tattooed in a Benz. Maybe you're in a range. Ladies, you driving crazy. Nothing's crazier than your frame. This is a shame. It's the age and I'm game to be an agent of change. In the ages, it's like a page in a flame. Just smoke, just mirrors, just vaporous plane. To see a holy God, not one of your favorite things. I was just like you, but God moved on a fellow. Gave me good news that I could use on the ghetto. Maybe it's you who wants a U-turn to settle. You're dead if you do, I'll tell you it's been settled. Give me that flame.
This one's going out to all the players, hustlers, pimps, and ballers out there with no
deal. Ah, don't do it. Don't do it, Wes. Don't do it. Hold it. Hold it. Welcome, welcome. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Righteous Temple of Hip Hop, filling in for the Urban Cafe here at WMNF 88.5 FM. Walking in is my girl TT. What's going on?
Hey, good morning, stranger.
Good morning, TT, one of our favorite interns, girl.
She's no longer an intern. She's family.
I know. Yes. Moved on to other radio stations and doing big things.
Yes, I missed y'all. Y'all know y'all always gonna have a special place in my heart, though.
Yeah,
I started with y'all.
Absolutely. Love you, girl.
Love y'all more.
What a big surprise. So, right now we have a caller. Caller, hello?
Yes.
What's your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Miss G and I'm calling from Tampa. And what the comment I had in which you were talking about the bank account, and I heard the young man speak on, you know, that his wife had her account and he had his and the bills were paid from another. And that's directly in line for what Steve Harvey was talking about and preaching and what he has learned during his years of being married, that the main account, you should have a two signature main account with the household for the household bill and also the savings account with two signatures for the emergency household bills situations that may come up. And then also the woman should have her individual savings and the man should have his individual savings. Because that keeps away conflict about can I buy a new dress or can I get my hair did, and the husband asking her can he you know go and do something special that should be their own choice, and it keeps down conflict in the family. And he got a whole kind of book on that, and I agree with it. So the young man should not have told her what his wife, what he had in his bank account, because she had her own. And then she can do what she wants. She can do what he wants.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for agreeing with me.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Somebody else shaking their head over here. Manager.
Hello?
So I'm not in agreement with keeping secrets. So yes, we absolutely can have separate accounts, but why the secrecy around the numbers? Because we know ultimately that you have the account, right? So what is the problem with sharing the number?
Well, Let me say this. I haven't been married just yet. Still waiting. But my mom and dad was married for 51 years. My mother did keep a separate savings account. My father had like this really, really big heart, and he was always giving.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother was like, you know what? Let me tell you. I have this over here because your father, blah, 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 and I don't tell him everything. And in a rainy day, you know, when mm-hmm. there's a rainy day situation, he knew that he can go to her. So she just didn't always say what she had. And that's what she told me. So
I do tell my clients, rather, to have separate accounts and joint accounts. And then one of these separate accounts that I recommend that they have is a gift-giving account. Because a lot of times we have family members or that's friends good. That are always in need. And you want to be able to help the people that you can help. However, you, one, don't want to be a hindrance to their own progress, but you also don't want to be a roadblock in your own way. So if you're constantly dipping into your personal savings to help bail other people out, how likely are you to achieve your financial goals? Mm. Sure. So have a separate account where you give gifts from. Set that up, and I'm not getting paid for promoting any banks or anything like that, but there are, if you go to bankrate.com, free website, it'll tell you interest rates that you can get based on different bank accounts.
So it's okay to say no when people come to you and ask you.
Yes, yeah. It is. No is a word that a lot of people don't want to say because they don't want to be mean. And a lot of times people look at you and think that you can help and why shouldn't you help? No, saying no is saying yes to yourself. So it is okay to say no, and it's okay to say no and not provide any additional details after that.
No is becoming one of my favorite words. I ain't gonna lie.
Now, scripture says, give and it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. When people do come and ask me to give, I say, I always want to say yes. Mm-hmm. You know, nine times out of ten, they really don't know my financial situation, right. And I want to help. But at the same time, I have to go and pray about it and say, okay, if I do this, where is that going to leave me? And some people say, oh, well, you have to have faith. And yes, I'm having faith. And yes, I'm using my Christ credit card at times. Mm-hmm. But there are other times where I do have to say no.
Absolutely. And it's about operating in wisdom. So saying yes all of the time because we are in a position to give is not necessarily the wisest thing to do. So assessing how we are handling our family and friends, that's huge, because there are times where we are really in the way of other people's progress because they have not bumped into that situation where they just have to make either a left or a right turn. So right. Do not put yourself in a position where you are that hindrance for that person. It's difficult, yes, but still, press on.
Absolutely. We have another caller. Caller, what's your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Dennis. I'm calling from Tampa.
And what's your comment, Dennis?
Well, my comment was in regards to, you know, having a joint account as a couple, or especially as in marriage, and then you have your separate accounts. And the sister was talking about she doesn't see the necessity for the secrecy as far as what you have in your account. It's secrecy, but here's the question. This question that I have is, well, why are you asking them what they have in their account? Is it because there's something that is needed to be acquired? Because if that's the case, then why not say, honey, spouse, whatever, hey, I need to get this and I'm short. Do you have X amount of dollars that I can borrow? When you say that, if you're asking what the person has in their account just to be asking, I don't see the purpose. And if the person doesn't feel like they want to answer that, then it's, you're being secretive. Well, the question is, why are you asking? What's the point of asking that question?
So, Dennis, Gabby is not going to be asking that question because we're going to have bank statements that go to the house, and we will see whatever it is that we want to see when we review the mail. So my position on the secrecy is that this is a situation, as it was teed up, it's a situation where someone is willingly withholding that information from their partner. So with my parents, the way that I have seen them do their finances, they share all of the details within their finances. The thing that I have seen conflict around is that giving. So I have totally seen where other family members or friends where it has created conflict because of the continuous giving. One parent is that constant giver, and then the other parent is like, we really need to pump our brakes because we are trying to do X, Y, Z. So that's the only thing that I have personally seen. But I don't think that when you are married, you should have to ask ask what's your bank account balance, we should be able to pull that stuff up online. We should be able to see statements. And it's not because I just want to know. It's just transparency. I'm a fan of transparency, period.
Agreed. And I think, thank you, Dennis, for calling in. I appreciate your question and comment. Stay righteous.
I think that gets to a point where young men, especially in this day and age, have to protect themselves because their things are different from when our grandparents were getting married and things like that. The laws have changed. Like, for a young male, like, to get married, it might not be in his best benefit financially and just having to deal with the government and issues that can arise from a hypergamous woman or a hypergamous partner, so to speak, that's just really focused on the money. So that's why a lot of men are going to say, well, hey, why do I have to give up all this information? I shouldn't have to give up all this information. If we're going to have something joint together, we can do that. But as a young male, we got to protect ourselves because there's a lot of vicious young ladies out here these days.
Yes, indeed.
And there's a lot of vicious young men.
Absolutely.
And it goes back and forth, but
a lot of people perpetrating these
men got to protect themselves. So
now I'm gonna have to look up the definition for hypergamous.
Is for hypergamous or hypergamous nature is basically someone that is going to cling to someone that's going to elevate them to another social status.
Gotcha.
Or a financial position.
Gotcha.
So that's why women usually date up, men usually date down.
Okay, so in speaking for women, I just want to say that a lot of us are successful within our own rights, and we don't have a need to date up or date down. We just date because this is the person that we are gravitating to for whatever reason.
And so that's another person. You need to date someone that's going to lead you, not somebody that you're just gravitating to. And that's another issue that I see a lot in our culture these days, because people have this idea, oh, I'm gonna just date who I want, not who I need. But it's like, you got to gravitate to the person that's going to lead you to a path of righteousness. Like, if you're not doing that, you're not doing the right thing. AKA, path of righteousness would pretty much mean date someone that's going to love you the correct way.
So,
But women these days are very hypergamous.
Okay, so this preach. Okay. So I agree that, yes, we should date who we can be led by. Now, at the same time, that does not mean that my husband is the only person that can be knowledgeable in finance.
Most
so
definitely.
Since this is like what I do, I have in my previous relationships been the primary person, even though I've dated people within the financial services industry as well. It's just a strong point of mine. So if something is someone's strong point, then I think they should be able to add that value to the relationship.
Very true.
Absolutely. Okay. So time now is 9:55.
I just have one quick comment for Gabby.
Okay.
I want to piggyback off of the caller, Dennis. Dennis said in the relationship, he said if you want to borrow from your spouse, he said a key word there. In a marriage, Gabby, I want you to speak on this. There should be no such thing as borrow.
I agree.
I have friends who are married, and I have a friend that's always telling my wife that I got to borrow money from my husband. Then I got to pay my husband back. You're married.
Yes, I agree 100%. I'm glad you brought that point up because that word did stick out to me as well. There shouldn't be any borrowing in a marriage, and there shouldn't be a, I have heard this before, well, we split the bills down the middle, you know, I pay half of the mortgage, I pay half of something. This is not a roommate type of situation.
Oh,
we are married, okay? So if I wanted a roommate, then I would have a roommate. But right. You're married, so the two shall become one should right. really mean two becoming one. So don't treat this.
I'm not going to say, I was going to say something, but I'm going to leave it alone.
No. Let's do
conversation.
No.
Break.
Yes.
Wait till we share everything.
So once again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Righteous Temple of Hip Hop, filling in for the Urban Cafe. We're talking about money, keeping the bag, saving the bag, and if we should share the bag.
I need a bigger bag.
Right. Better the block today. Shout out to 1K Few. Right. So WMNF hosts its first celebration of homegrown heroes Sunday, August 19th at the Gulfport Casino. And you can join the celebration. WMNF is honoring Tampa Bay individuals and organizations who are sowing the seeds of equality and peace and promoting social, economic, and environmental justice. Join WMNF for live entertainment, local food, a silent auction, and a celebration of homegrown heroes Sunday afternoon, August 19th from 2 to 6 at the Gulfport Casino. For more information, go to WMNF.org. DJ Wes, drop a joint for us, and we'll be right back. More here with Gabby.
Yeah.
Feel it. They think we some weirdos, man. Hey, with Jay Water. You on something. Get it? Rippers alive, no longer trapped in the belly of the beast. I saw my life in HD, it was so incomplete that it made it easy to give up my soul. Now I'm above the law, my smile so abundant it hurt my soul. Jesus paid it all for my sins so tall. At the answer for the call, God was like, yo, I want you to rap. And I was like, huh, I ain't never did that. But after our chat, I followed his man. He gave me a knack for making hot tracks and he blessed my soul. So now I spit for the seed of Abram. With my brothers at Pride, they absolutely think we're odd. Cause we go hard for God, abnormal.
I don't know why this wobbly world wants me to conform. I get my vision of falling, fighting Decepticons, I transform. I am in this world, but no longer of it. I get fingers pointed at me, I'm peculiar. I love it, I love it, I touch it down. Like nobody can understand. You were dealing with some real aliens. Alienated, we separated. I'm dedicated to stay consecrated. You can try to imitate it, but I can never be duplicated.
Talk about the one who steady hold me down. When they gave